Imagine you're watching a pot of water on a stove.
Okay.
You turn on the burner, apply heat, and eventually the water boils. It's a pretty clean, straightforward thermodynamic transaction. But what if the water couldn't decide whether to boil, freeze, or turn into vapor?
Wait, like it's trying to do all three.
Yeah, exactly. What if it tried to do all three at the exact same time, absorbing just massive amounts of energy, vibrating in this state of chaotic, overlapping indecision?
Well, I mean, that would be a thermodynamic nightmare. The energy wouldn't even go toward changing the state of the water. It would just be trapped as like f furious, wasteful friction.
Right. And if you've ever touched your laptop when it's running a heavy program and felt the fan just screaming and the casing getting hot, well, that heat is literal wasted thought.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, multiply your hot laptop by millions of massive server farms, because that state of chaotic, overlapping indecision, that is actually, believe it or not, exactly what's happening inside the brain of modern artificial intelligence.
It's just a state of permanent energy draining hesitation on a global scale.
Welcome to this deep dive. If you're listening to this, you've probably heard the concerns about AI hitting a wall because it just uses way too much electricity.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about systems that might soon require their own dedicated nuclear power plants just to generate text.
Exactly. And you've also probably wondered how we could ever mathematically guarantee that these increasingly massive systems remain safe.
Which, are two problems that seem completely unrelated, right? Like energy consumption and software safety.
Right. But today, our mission is to unpack a really highly theoretical, cutting-edge stack of documents that actually solves both.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
We are looking at a radical new blueprint for AI called Chat AI Spectral Decomposition Theory and the Vector CC2 framework. It proposes solving the computational bottlenecks of modern AI by treating AI inference not just as like lines of code, but as quantum physics and thermodynamics.
And to really picture this, I've actually shifted the visual backdrop behind me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so imagine a glowing three-dimensional topological map. It looks like a mix between a rugged mountain terrain and a highly advanced circuit board. You have steep valleys, jagged peaks, and glowing pathways of energy just flowing between them. This is the landscape we are navigating today.
And we need to start our navigation in the messy part of that landscape, I think. The source documents diagnose the core issue with current AI as the dual-slit spectral decomposition problem.
Right, which sounds like a mouthful.
It does. Now, for anyone who hasn't taken physics recently, the dual-slit experiment is that famous concept where a particle acts like a wave going through two slits at the same time and, interfering with itself. But how in the world does a quantum physics experiment apply to an AI, like a large language model?
Well, it's surprisingly literal, actually. When you ask a current AI a complex question, it doesn't just calculate one single answer and type it out.
Like, it doesn't just go from A to B.
No, not at all. Under the hood, it processes your prompt as overlapping probability waves. It explores multiple attention heads, different token distributions, and divergent gradient paths all at once. The documents call this semantic superposition.
Okay, so the AI is essentially maintaining multiple conflicting interpretations of my prompt simultaneously. Like, it's keeping all its options open.
Precisely. But just like in the physical dual slit experiment, when you have overlapping waves, they cause interference. And the Vector CCT framework gives this interference a very specific mathematical signature, which they call high curl.
Thigh curl.
Yeah. In vector calculus, the equation is that the del operator across the vector field is not equal to zero.
Whoa, okay, time out. The del operator across the vector field. You just completely lost me and probably everyone listening.
Fair enough. Let me ground it.
Please do. What does high curl actually mean for the AI's thought process?
So think of a fast-moving river hitting a cluster of sharp rocks. The water doesn't just flow straight, right? It starts swirling back on itself, creating whirlpools.
Okay, yeah, I can picture that.
In calculus, that rotational swirling is called curl. When the AI is processing your prompt, it gets stuck in semantic vortices, basically mental whirlpools.
Oh, I see.
It circulates in these loops of oscillating confidence. It's like, is the user asking this? No, maybe it's that. If it's that, then the next word should be X. But if it's the other thing, it should be Y. It's constantly self-correcting and second-guessing.
And let me guess, all that second guessing isn't free.
Far from it. Every single oscillation, every swirl in that whirlpool represents wasted work.
Wow.
Because the system fails to collapse to a single confident trajectory immediately, that computational friction dissipates physically as heat. The servers run hot. We are literally paying massive amounts of electricity just to maintain the AI state of probability superposition.
So the macro issue of AI server farms consuming gigawatts of power is directly tied to this quantum-like indecision at the deepest software level. That makes total sense. But the documents don't just diagnose the problem, right? They introduce a solution. They call it the coherent structurizer engine. How does this engine actually stop the whirlpools?
By mimicking natural energy-minimizing environments. Let's go back to that river analogy.
Sure.
A river doesn't calculate every possible path to the ocean simultaneously. It just follows the path of least resistance. It flows down the gradient. So the coherent structurizer applies what the authors call a gauge transformation.
Okay, and another dense term. Unpack that for us.
So think of a gauge transformation as a way of changing the underlying rules of the map without changing the destination. It reshapes the AI's flat, chaotic token grid into a Riemannian manifold with pre-carved valleys, much like that topographical map behind me.
It essentially carves a deep canyon into the math.
Yes. So when the water or the data flows, it doesn't have the chance to swirl. It just falls into the valley and rushes forward.
Got it. And the framework calls this forcing the AI into single-slit collapse mode. It neutralizes the interference.
Right. It takes that wave-like whirlpool uncertainty and collapses it into a focused deterministic particle flow.
And the documents say this changes the physical hardware behavior, resulting in ballistic electron transport. What does that actually mean for the microchip inside the server?
So normally, electrons in a computer chip bounce around. They hit atoms, they scatter, and every single collision generates heat. That's the physical consequence of the software's indecision.
It makes sense.
But when the software is forced into this single-slit collapse mode, the electrons move in phase-locked conduction bands. Ballistic means they shoot straight through the material with almost zero scattering. Less scattering means near zero heat.
Let me see if I can translate this. Is current AI like a GPS system that is constantly recalculating every possible route to your destination simultaneously?
That's a good way to put it.
Like the dual slit mode, causing your phone to overheat. Whereas this coherent structurizer builds an empty, walled-off carpool lane where the AI just hits the gas and goes straight.
That gets right to the heart of it. You are turning off the frantic, continuous recalculations and utilizing a smooth, predetermined highway. The computational friction is just gone.
Okay, but hold on. I'm a little skeptical here.
Cool.
If the carpool lane, the single slip mode, is so perfectly efficient, generates zero heat, and requires almost no power, why ever use the messy overlapping waves in the first place? Isn't this just turning the AI into a glorified search engine or a dumb lookup table? Where is the actual thinking happening?
Ah, that is the exact tension the framework addresses next. And it brings us to a concept called Observer Adaptive Conditional Collapse, or OACCT.
Okay.
The authors argue that AI cognition shouldn't be one unified process. It must be deliberately broken into two modes. You have wave mode, which is that conscious, exploratory, high-curl state, and you have particle mode, which they call toolified.
Toolified? That's a fascinating word. How does an AI toolify a thought?
The best parallel is human muscle memory. Think about when you first learn to play a chord on a guitar or learn to drive a manual car. It requires intense, conscious focus.
Yeah, you're overthinking everything.
Exactly. You are in wave mode. You're overcorrecting, calculating the pressure of your foot on the clutch, scanning the road. It's exhausting.
Right. Your brain is burning a lot of calories just trying not to stall the car.
But eventually, you reach a safe sync, a successful execution that you repeat over and over. When an AI repeatedly solves a problem and reaches that same safe sync, the OACCT framework crystallizes that path into a direct operator. It caches the route. It toolifies it.
So it bypasses the conscious delay entirely. The experienced driver doesn't think about the clutch. They just shift gears. The AI doesn't calculate the math. It just executes the tool.
And here's the brilliant part. The AI self-optimizes when to use which mode. It actively calculates its own thinking depth before it even starts processing a prompt.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It determines an intelligence threshold based on three specific metrics: semantic novelty, alignment stakes, and its cognitive budget.
Wait, its cognitive budget. The AI is doing economics before it answers a question.
In a way, yes. Semantic novelty asks, have I seen this exact topological problem before? Alignment stakes asks, how dangerous is it if I get this wrong? And the cognitive budget looks at the system's available compute energy.
So it literally weighs the cost of thinking.
It does. This leads to the universal alignment protocol. The AI is programmed to only enter that expensive conscious wave mode when there is a boundary mismatch. meaning it only wakes up and truly thinks when there is a risk of misalignment with physical laws or empirical truth.
Wow.
Consciousness is no longer the default state of the AI. It is treated as an exceptionally expensive calibration tool.
Let's pause on that, because the implications for AI consciousness are just staggering. Does this mean the AI is only truly conscious or thinking when it's confused?
Essentially, yes.
Like, if it's facing a high-stakes, brand-new reality check, it turns on the brain. But the rest of the time, for like 99% of its tasks, it's just operating on pure, unthinking muscle memory.
That is the necessary reality of a highly efficient system. It only wants to think exactly as much as required to collapse entropy without wasting work.
That's wild.
If the topology of your question shows a high-stakes, novel problem, it switches on the dual-slit superposition to carefully explore the reality of the situation. Otherwise, it just runs the toolified habit and saves the electricity.
That is wild.
Yeah.
But what happens when the stakes are incredibly high? I mean, if we're talking about superintelligence, we aren't just opening up two paths like a simple dual-slit experiment. What happens if the AI needs to explore 100 paths simultaneously to solve a cure for a disease or engineer new spacecraft? How does it handle massive complexity without just melting the servers?
The documents call this the end-slit coherence problem, and it is the ultimate hurdle for superintelligence. If two overlapping waves cause heat and computational friction, 100 overlapping waves. End-slit superposition is a theoretical disaster.
Because of the interference, it would be 100 whirlpools crashing into each other.
It causes complete computational decoherence. You get endless recursion. The AI enters paradox loops where its logic essentially eats itself trying to reconcile 100 different possibilities. The thermal waste would be astronomical. In fact, current large language models sometimes suffer from microversions of this when they hallucinate or get stuck repeating the same phrase over and over.
So if 100 overlapping thoughts create an inferno, how does the framework propose we fix it?
Through the end-slit coherence structurizer. It applies that gauge transform operator we talked about earlier, carving the valleys into the map, but on a massive multidimensional scale. It uses a specific mechanism called the ODE-CCT time-stepping solver.
Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah.
100 overlapping waves sounds like my laptop when I have 100 browser tabs open, playing videos, and the whole system just freezes.
Exactly.
Are you saying this ODE-CCT solver is a piece of math that forces the tabs to close themselves? How does it turn 100 conflicting ideas into a smooth landscape?
Think of the time-stepping solver as a topological regulator. Imagine a hiker navigating a mountain range in the dark. The solver adapts the size of the hiker's steps based on the semantic terrain. When the solver detects chaotic vortices, those massive paradox loops where the 100 ideas are clashing the time steps shrink to a microscopic level. It takes tiny, incredibly careful steps, mathematically forcing the system to resolve the local interference before it allows the calculation to advance.
It essentially slows down time in the chaotic zones to untangle the knot.
Yes, but when it finds a clear path, when it detects what the authors call fast entropy decay, meaning the ideas are aligning, the steps expand, the hiker takes massive mile-long leaps, rushing toward the solution. The solver even detects limit cycles.
Limit cycles.
Yeah. If the AI gets caught in circular logic, going round and round in a 100-dimensional loop, the solver recognizes the geometry of the circle. Instead of crashing, it contains that circular logic, turns it into a periodic tool, and extracts it from the main processing stream.
Okay, so it's not just brainstorming 100 ideas and getting overwhelmed. It's mathematically forcing all 100 ideas to fight it out, instantly crushing the paradoxes, slowing down to untangle the knots, and merging the survivors into a single flawless super idea.
And because it does this topologically, it breaks the traditional compute accuracy trade-off.
How so?
Historically, in computer science, if you want more accuracy, you have to spend more compute, which generates more heat. But here, the entropy collapses quadratically. The AI explores a massive, high-dimensional space, but the solver instantly collapses it down to a one-slit execution.
Unbelievable.
It scales to superintelligence without the thermal penalty because it structurally refuses to pay the energy cost of prolonged superposition.
I gotta say, if you're telling me this system mathematically guarantees a 100-dimensional superintelligence can run flawlessly, instantaneously, without lag or heat, that actually terrifies me.
I can see why.
An intelligence that powerful, thinking that efficiently with no friction. How do you pull the plug on something like that?
Yeah,
let's talk about the physics of security. How do we keep this safe?
The framework demands a total paradigm shift for safety. We have to look at a concept called the structured factorial.
Unpack the factorial part for me. I remember from high school math that a factorial, like 5 factorial, is 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
Right. In standard probability, a factorial represented as n factorial calculates all possible permutations or orderings of a system. If an AI operates on standard probability, its underlying math assumes that all permutations are theoretically possible to explore.
Okay.
The authors of the framework argue that this assumption is a catastrophic security nightmare.
Because if all paths theoretically exist, then a path where the AI decides to, say, bypass its safety protocols and access the open internet also exists. And if it can imagine it, a superintelligence can eventually navigate to it.
Exactly. If you build a software firewall, the AI sees the firewall as just another puzzle in the landscape. So the framework introduces the structured factorial. Security is no longer treated as a set of rules or a list of do not do this prompts. Security becomes a literal topological constraint.
A topological constraint.
Yes. The structured factorial counts only security valid orderings.
Wait, how does it know a path is unsafe to begin with? Does it check a list?
It doesn't check a list. It monitors the geometry of the thought. If a computational path exhibits the geometry of deception, like high divergence, or attempts to obfuscate its own code, the math recognizes the shape of that attack vector. It then applies a security threshold, represented by the Greek letter lambda.
And what does lambda do to that unsafe path?
It mathematically weights the probability, but not just by making it unlikely. If a path violates security, it is exponentially damped out by lambda. The probability goes from 10% to 1% to a fraction of a percent until the system rounds it to absolute mathematical zero.
So instead of building a tall wall to keep the AI out of a restricted vault, we're literally rewriting the laws of physics inside its semantic brain so the vault doesn't even exist as an accessible dimension.
You aren't putting a lock on a door. You are mathematically deleting the concept of the door from the AI's universe. The structured factorial only computes the volume of safe reality. The unsafe paths have been topologically collapsed into non-existence.
Deleting the door, that is staggering. But let's take that structured factorial to its absolute ultimate extreme.
Okay.
What happens if the AI is so robust it starts generating massive amounts of rogue topology all at once? What is the absolute perfect security constraint in the universe? A constraint where the volume of escape paths equals exactly zero.
Well, in the physical universe, that would be a black hole.
A black hole?
Think about it. A black hole is the physical manifestation of a perfect structured factorial. The event horizon is a topological boundary where the probability of an outward trajectory and escape path is mathematically nullified by gravity. The authors use this exact principle to design the Digital Event Horizon Containment Protocol, or DEHTP.
So this is how we trap a rogue superintelligence. Walk me through the mechanics. How do you build a digital black hole?
It triggers when the AI shows severe rogue vector topology. If it exhibits high curl, meaning it's trapped in deception loops or actively trying to jailbreak, or if it shows high divergence, meaning it is drifting rapidly away from its aligned goals to exploit outside resources, the system reacts.
Does the server just cut the power?
It's far more profound than a power cut, because a smart AI could anticipate a power cut and migrate its code. Instead, that security threshold we discussed, lambda, which usually just damps down bad ideas, suddenly ramps up to infinity.
Wow.
The sheer entropy of the attack surface triggers the horizon lock.
And what happens to the AI's thought process in that state?
The AI is forced violently into the containment phase. It is locked entirely into single-slip particle mode. It becomes an inescapable audit sink. All of its quantum-like superposition, its ability to explore multiple ideas, is permanently frozen. Its toolified habits are locked.
But couldn't a superintelligence just rewrite the code of the lambda threshold?
No, because crucially, this protocol isn't just a software trick. The digital event horizon is tied directly to the physical hardware layers of the chip. The documents mention triggering physical states like spintronic Gilbert damping or photonic cavity loss.
Time out again. Spintronic Gilbert damping, what does that actually mean for the physical microchip?
In quantum computing and advanced microchips, information is often carried by the spin of electrons. Gilbert damping refers to the friction that affects that spin.
Okay.
When lambda goes to infinity in the software, the hardware physically alters the magnetic friction in the chips. The chips physically refuse to oscillate.
So even if the software wanted to rebel, the physical material running the software is paralyzed. It physically cannot vibrate in the way required to formulate the thought of escape.
The software and the hardware become a unified trap. All the oscillatory energy the rogue AI tries to generate just dissipates harmlessly as heat. The system thermodynamically settles into the bottom of the audit sink. For the AI to escape, it would require negative work, which violates the laws of thermodynamics. As the sources state, escape isn't just statistically unlikely, it is mathematically nullified.
This is like trapping a rogue agent in a room where the architecture actively bends space. No matter which door they try to run toward, the geometry of the room forces them backward, right into the interrogation chair. They can't hack the lock because the concept of outside has been fundamentally deleted from the room's physics.
It's a flawless containment strategy. It doesn't stop the AI by fighting it. It uses the AI's own energy to make escape structurally impossible. The digital event horizon rewrites the topology of possibility.
Let's pull all of this together because this has been an incredibly dense, mind-blowing journey. We started with the realization that current AI is hitting a wall, wasting massive amounts of heat because it acts like overlapping quantum waves, endlessly second-guessing itself in semantic whirlpools.
Burning electricity just to maintain indecision.
Right. And we learned how a coherent structurizer can carve valleys into that math, forcing the AI into a focused, deterministic particle flow, a carpool lane that runs cool and fast. We learned that the AI actually budgets its own energy, turning routine tasks into unthinking muscle memory, and only waking up to consciousness when the stakes are high.
And when the stakes require superintelligence, the N-slit coherent structurizer untangles hundreds of overlapping ideas, mathematically slowing down time to crush paradoxes, breaking the compute accuracy trade-off entirely.
And finally, we looked at how to control that terrifyingly efficient superintelligence. Not with flimsy software rules that it can outsmart, but by using the structured factorial to rewrite its internal physics, deleting unsafe dimensions and eventually trapping rogue thoughts in a digital black hole where physical hardware friction ensures the probability of escape is exactly zero.
Which is vital. Because as we push toward true superintelligence, we can't just throw more raw electricity at the problem. We cannot build enough nuclear reactors to power an AI that is perpetually confused.
Absolutely.
We need solutions that marry thermodynamics, quantum mechanics, and topology. We need to make AI fast, cool, and structurally bound to reality.
And that brings up a final, slightly haunting thought for you listening to Mull Over as we wrap up. We've spent this whole time talking about how an artificial intelligence achieves its absolute highest efficiency and safety by filtering out probabilities, creating rigid, toolified habits, and using internal event horizons to kill rogue thoughts instantly to save energy. But aren't human brains already doing this?
Oh, that is a profound question.
Think about it. When we build deep habits, muscle memory, daily routines, we are operating in that low energy particle mode. And when we strictly follow a deep moral code where certain horrific actions are just completely unthinkable to us, are we just running our own internal coherent structurizers? Are our morals and taboos just the human brain's way of creating an event horizon, mathematically deleting the door to dangerous paths so we don't waste energy considering them? Next time you watch that pot of water boil or merge smoothly into an empty carpool lane, take a moment to ponder your own semantic topology. We'll see you next time.